CPR and KRCC, I'm Joanne Allen. Local organizations in Pueblo County are working to create more community COVID-19 vaccination sites. Judy Solano with Southern Colorado Harm Reduction says building trust starts with slowing down and taking time to answer questions.
Because we've been running at 100 miles an hour trying to get everyone vaccinated, we need to listen to people and hear what their fears are or their misinformation.
The organization is partnering with the Pueblo Library District to host vaccine clinics at every library in the county this month. Colorado has new policies for handling rape kits. CPR's Megan Verlee reports survivors will be kept abreast of their cases.
A newly signed law gives victims of sex crimes the right to be informed about when evidence collected from them is tested and whether it yields any matches. They can also request to be notified if law enforcement decides to close their case and discard the evidence. Democratic Senator Jesse Danielson co-sponsored the bipartisan measure.
This is about information and evidence from the survivor and putting some of that power back in their hands and some say in what happens to their cases, to that evidence.
The bill passed with nearly unanimous support in the legislature. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver, Colorado Springs, and Fort Collins will see thunderstorms tonight. Grand Junction, partly cloudy, and Vail, a chance of thunderstorms. This is CPR and KRCC.